70-year-old Kamlesh Datta still remembers that heart-wrenching morning 3 years back as if it was just yesterday. Datta was resting in her daughter's house after breakfast when she was asked if she was willing to go for a drive. Datta agreed. After an hour-long drive, Datta was taken to an old-age home run by a charity in Faridabad, in the North Indian state of Haryana, about 25 kilometers from Delhi. A day later, her daughter dropped her personal belongings and her clothes and was told that the home would be where she would spend the rest of her life. Datta could not believe what was happening. 3 years down the line, she is stoic by the turn of events and reconciled to her destiny.
If they can't look after me, I know I have to stay somewhere. I know I have to spend my old age here. At least I have a roof over my head. And strangely, I find love here.
At the far corner of the huge dormitory-like aged home is Pradeep Kumar, 80, who once worked as a corporate executive. He has been living in the home for 2 years and says he was dumped here by his two sons. Suffering from multiple old-age ailments, Kumar has yet to come to terms with his stay here. This old-age home, like many across India, is poorly funded and does not offer clean or healthy living conditions.
The inmates, they take care of me. They sometimes don't take care. It is up to them. Somehow I don't feel sort of at home like. Of course, naturally, it is quite obvious that one must feel disappointed.
Kamlesh and Pradeep are just two of the millions of elderly people with family members who have thrown them out of their homes and forced them to fend for themselves. In some ways, they are lucky and not abandoned on the streets, as has been the case in many instances. A report by HelpAge India, a voluntary organization working for abandoned and needy elderly people, revealed some shocking statistics. The survey was carried out in 200 households selected from 20 middle and upper class localities in 10 cities. According to the report released a few months back, 1 in 3 senior citizens is a victim of abuse in India. 4 out of 10 old people polled said they had been verbally abused. 3 out of 10 testified to neglect and 3rd to disrespect. 1 in 5 recounted enduring such abuse almost daily, a 3rd once a week, and a 5th every month. The major reasons cited by the elderly for prevalence of elderly abuse included lack of adjustment, economic dependence of the abused, increased longevity, and economic dependence of abuser. Manjira Khurana is the HelpAge country head for advocacy and communication.
The premium placed on youth has suddenly become so high that the elders are marginalized. All of us who are on the wrong side of 40 feel that the market no longer caters to us. You talk to any elder at any home, most of them, they come from the middle class or what we call the lower middle class, and they have been pushed out of their homes by their children, not so much because the children couldn't afford to keep them, but because the children couldn't be bothered to keep them.
Harshmandir, a social worker who has worked on this issue closely, has a different take.
One of the problems is also that old people are living much longer than they did in the past. And so I think the kinds of economic pressures that creates in a situation where there's no state-funded pensions on the one hand, or social security for the majority of them, 90%. And on the other, where people are also desperately trying to, younger people are trying to go ahead. So I think it probably creates an environment of neglect.
For those who cannot work or are engaged in unpaid domestic chores, the extended joint family system is the only economic support. But that shield of protection is rapidly diminishing due to social and economic changes, including urbanization and migration of non-elderly adults, leaving many older people with no family support. This is Murali Krishnan for RFI in Haryana, India.